Boogie checkers and a good evening to you. Tis I, John Landeck, our host and the creator of the Boogie Check of Life. Yeah, I've been here doing a show since 7 o'clock. I don't know what else has been on the air. But you are joining the John Landecker program in progress. I kid, come on. I'm kidding. You know what I'm doing, right? Right. We have the great Chicago Blackhawks open their season Wednesday night. So Monday evening from 7 to 8, we're going to hear about the Hawks. And that's a good thing. And then I start at 8 o'clock. And that's usually the time that Boogie Check is on. So I said to myself, self, just go right into it. Go right into that Boogie Check. Who cares? Go, go. It's not rocket scientist. No, rocket science. Nobody's going to get hurt. Are you a functional unit? Can you communicate telephonically? Then stop what you're doing and give me a call at 312-981-7200. That's 312-981-7200. What do I call this? The Boogie Check of Life. Now, what does that mean exactly? Well, that means that whatever happens in life can happen on the Boogie Check. But that's not my job. That's your job. 312-981-7200. You know, Bob Surratt every morning in the first half hour of his program between 5 and 5:30, he gives a prize to the first caller, so I decided to rip him off. And abscond with the idea and do it myself, a duplicitous or whatever the word is. So here we go. First call, 312-981-7200, gets a prize. That's right. 312-981-7200 gets a prize as we attempt to launch Boogie Check right out of the box, so to speak. 312-981-7200. Coming up as those phone calls, I'm sure, you know, people are just stopping what they're doing and going to the phone and trying to get through. Oh, wait, whoa! Look at this! Gray? Hello, is this Gray? No, that's nothing? That's a no, 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 no? I don't know. Is it a no, 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 no? Is it a maybe, maybe, maybe? Is it a yes, 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 yes? Well, at least I know some people are calling. You know, that's a good thing. 312-981-7200. What? Doug! Hey, Doug.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
What are you doing?
What am I doing? I'm actually coming home from work.
What do you do? What kind of work?
I'm a finance director for a local municipality.
Whoa!
Not as elegant as it sounds, believe me.
Oh, I think it sounds pretty responsible, heavy duty. I don't think I've ever talked to somebody who was a financial director for a local municipality, and I'm pretty darn sure a finance director of a local municipality has never been on Boogie Check before. So
no, well, I've never been on Boogie Check. I can tell you that much.
There you go.
I want to thank you for bringing it back. That's great to hear this whole show.
Thanks, Doug. I appreciate that. I really do. The prize. Jeez. Nice, John. I'm getting my ego is getting caught up in all the wonderful things that Doug's saying about us that we're going to get you, Doug, a desktop weather station from American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men. Visit AmericanWeathermakers.com. Stay on the line there. Everybody loves these Weathermakers. Yes, they do. Stay on the line so that Tom Hush, the producer, can get your information. And, you know, we do that thing where we send you a prize. Let's go to Kirk. Hey, Kirk.
Hello, John.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. And you?
I'm a little antsy tonight.
Why?
I was supposed to go into space tomorrow, but it's been delayed.
Oh, this is Captain Kirk.
Correct.
Wait a minute. You were supposed to go into space tomorrow? I didn't know that was the date. And it's been delayed. Why was it delayed?
Weather. Something that we still can't control.
I see.
So yeah. I was wondering if you might be able to suggest a way for me to pass the time this evening as I'm all pent up.
Well, you might try to beam yourself into a female.
I don't know if that's allowed on the platform.
Oh, consensually, of course.
Of course.
Of course. Well, Captain,
I don't know if there's any green women around here either.
Well, what about those Furbies or whatever those were? Didn't you take any of those home from that episode?
Well, I didn't bring them with me, not expecting to occupy myself this evening as I would be preparing to go to space tomorrow. But now all I have is a Nazi game and
I know what you should do.
Monopoly.
You should listen to your record albums. That's always good. Thank you.
I can find that on YouTube.
Yes, thank you for calling, Kirk. Let's go to Gordon. Hey, Gordon.
Hi, John.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, thanks. What's up?
I don't know if I can do justice to following Captain Kirk, but I wanted to back up about a month and tell a short story and then lead into what your producer called a finding a kindred spirit.
Oh, you got it. Go.
Okay. Some weeks ago, you were talking about Tom Dreesen and the opening of his first comedy club, which originally was the Crystal Pistol on Wells Street in Old Town.
Right.
I dated a girl from the Crystal Pistol.
You dated a girl from the Crystal Pistol?
Yes. I was about 19 or 20. And I spent a lot of time in Old Town as soon as I could get my driver's license from the suburbs. And I just wanted to be familiar with the city. And I brought a few dates there. And they were kind of in awe that such a place existed. In any case, Old Town was a wild place. And Friday nights were nothing but motorcycles lined up from maybe Chicago Avenue to Wells. And just nothing but motorcycles on both sides of the street. They turned around and came back and forth. It was just a wild time. And you talked about the Pickle Barrel, and I've never had a better pastrami sandwich than the Pickle Barrel all these years. So anyway, the girl from the Crystal Pistol ended up skipping a lot in here. Ended up at a saloon on Oak Street. Between two buildings. Now, I've only met one person in my life that has ever been to this saloon, and that's my goal here, is to find someone that is aware of this saloon. Between two buildings, the passageway was only wide enough for one person. If someone was coming the other way, somebody had to give. In any case, when you walked behind these buildings, there was an alcove, which then was Stanley Korshak and now Bloomingdale's and Oak Street stores. I think there was a store called the Brass Boot. It was pretty close to the corner on Lakeshore Drive there. Anyway, there was a decrepit, old, 140-year-old wooden home with visible holes through the wood, and it was all rotted. And in this middle of this opening, as you came out of this passageway, was this home. And in that home was a bar called Booze and Bits. And it was the most decrepit, run-down, disgusting hellhole you've ever seen. It had six stools at the bar, maybe five. I was sitting there one night, and this guy at the end of the bar, his teeth fell out on the bar, and he just stood there, sat there. He didn't do anything. There weren't any shelves for the liquor. I don't know where they were kept. They had this ratty old hot plate. This was a disgusting, run-down old hotel. This was, old home. I mean, it was just a bar carved out of this, like, living room of this house. It was 140 years old. And it had no license. But the stairway was blocked upstairs. It had boxes and crap. And it was just disgusting. It was really disgusting. And in any case, Booze and Bits was somewhat legendary in this inner circle of people in that arena at the time, and I wondered if anyone had ever been to or heard of the Booze and Bits. Avenue on Oak Street on the south side.
Not me. I've never been to Booze and Bits.
Well, if you... Anyway, this girl ended up being the bartender there, and for some time she was a little crazy. I had some interesting experiences at Booze and Bits, and I was wondering if anyone out there had ever been to Booze and Bits.
Well, if I'm sure people have heard you, and if there are any Booze and Bitters around, more than free to call. Okay, thanks, Gordon. I appreciate it. He makes a fine gin, too, I might add. Everyone is always looking for the bright side of life, something to be happy about, but generally speaking, going to the doctor doesn't qualify as one of them, unless, of course, you're going to the Joint Relief Institute. The thought of putting an end to your knee pain is something to really be excited about, and when you arrive, their warm and welcoming staff will be happy, too, because they know you can provide that they can provide you pain relief. They're fast. Non-surgical, pain-free procedure will isolate exactly where your tissue has deteriorated, and then they put a joint lubricant into that precise spot. It's like a plush pillow to cushion your every step. Nice, cheerful people greet you, a procedure that's quick and pain-free, and then, for the first time in a long time, you're walking out the door on the bright side. Your first visit to evaluate your knee is free. They have three locations, Orland Park, Oak Brook, and now Northbrook. Go to jointreliefinstitute.com or call 708-888-0000. As in zero pain.
Take a moment to enjoy the fall colors on beautiful Lake Geneva. Breathe in the fresh air from the deck of a Lake Geneva Cruise Line vintage yacht, voted the number one experience in Lake Geneva. You can find this serenity only 90 minutes from downtown Chicago. Choose from a variety of narrated historical sightseeing cruises, all with an up-close view of the stunning estates lining the shores of Lake Geneva, set against a backdrop of spectacular fall colors. Don't miss this. Book your tour today at cruiselakegeneva.com.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security. Okay. Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better. Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera with 30% off a new system this week. Visit simplysafe.com.
Save big on power tools with 11% off everything at Menards. Senco has tools to make work easier and faster with quality you can trust. The DuraSpin AutoFeed Screw Gun drives screws at blazing fast speed, ideal for drywall installation. All Senco products are 11% off. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through October 16th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice. Be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
An old scandal come back to haunt a Chicago officer? Why is CPD moving to fire him more than a decade later?
There was never any closure.
WGN-TV investigates Tuesday at 9.
Hey now, wanna boogie, wanna boogie, let's boogie check. Wanna boogie, let's boogie check. John Beckford's time to go. WGN.
Oh, there's that fine tone. Jim Bohannon's got the night off. We will be checking in with Jimbo later this week. This is, of course, the spot in the program where that would happen.